أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshallah, our topic today, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the tawfiq of Allah, will be about the sunnah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we talk about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we start by find first what the meaning of the word sunnah. Sunnah by Arabic meaning the habit and a way and things you're doing it all the time, no change, no change. Things you do all the time without no change, no increase or decrease is a sunnah. And you have two kinds of sunnah in Islam: the sunnah of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described in Quran, وَلَا تَجِدْ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَا تَجِدْ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. You will not find a change in the way of Allah doing things, and no any increase or decrease, meaning all the time. No change, تَبْدِيلًا وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا, and no overlapping over each other or any kind of change. اللهم ارزقنا عمر العلم يا رب العالمين وفهم العلم. Now, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have scholar put it in two categories, main code two categories: sunnah mu'akkada and sunnah ghayr mu'akkada. Sunnah mu'akkada meaning a custom and habit and things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do all the time. All the time. And ghayr mu'akkada meaning he do it sometime, sometime he did not do. We're not going to go to a lot of the regulation like you can find it in any fiqh book and any session in many groups. But before that, we have to go first and find out who this man is. Similar, before we talk about any regulation about Allah, we have to talk about Allah. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did it. First, most of the revelation of Quran in Mecca was a revelation calling people toward Allah. Al-Quran al-Makki. All the way toward Tawheed and Aqeedah. And again, like I said it before, this toward was new. When people forget what the topic is. And to know about Allah doesn't mean we sit down in a session. It is a relationship. It is struggle. It is salvation. We live it, or we try to live it. And the more we know Allah, the more we can deal with Allah the way He wants from us. And this is why they say, you cannot worship Allah unless you know Allah. You have to know who you're worshipping first before you're listening to Him. And the more you know Him, the more you respect Him, the more you love Him, the more you fear from Him, the more the way He talks to you will go in different status in your heart. This is why building Iman, faith, before anything in Islam. Embracing Shahada, it doesn't come overnight. Embracing Islam is struggle all our life. We talk about that journey of faith. But I'm just a reminder for me and for you. Similar, when we talk about the Sunnah, a lot of people go right away of do and don't of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they do not go to who is this man? Who is this man we should follow him? Yes, there's a lot of command in Quran about follow him. But we have to go to that first. We have to know who is this man. And the more we know him, and the more we know his quality and his manner, the more we get attached to him. And the more we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him in Quran, and who is this man in the eye of Allah at this time, we can able to follow his habit and custom. Why? Because we were going to value it. Who is this man? He's a man. Allah created like all another man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He said in Surah Al-Qasas, a chapter of Qasas stories, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ وَمَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah, He created and He chose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind and He chose certain people to carry the message. And He called them messenger and prophets. Who created them? Allah. Who chose them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is nothing we can do about it? No. And each one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing him for a certain time and certain place or certain nation. And according to the time and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this particular group of people, He sent men among them with their own tongue, with certain quality. And we talk about it in da'wah. Because you cannot invite toward Allah and good manner and you have a bad manner. By this way, it was a chosen people by Allah from a pure seed, meaning father and mother and grandparents and everybody is good. And they have been chosen by Allah and Allah perfected their manner and their quality. Or He gives them something nobody has. Not only that, and he gives them the support by different kind of miracle and signs from Allah. Things He can do, nobody can do. By this way, they have evidence they are belong to the Creator, Allah. From all this messenger and prophet, Allah chose 5. And He called them Ulul Azm, the most strongest messenger and prophet. He's the one He chose. From all this messenger and prophet, He called these 5 the most important and strongest one. Nuh alayhi salam, Noah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim. Musa alayhi salam, Musa. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessing be upon them all. From the five, Allah gave each one of them different high quality. Noah, Allah gave him the boat and the accepted prey. When he made da'wah for 950 years and nobody listened, Allah, he said, oh Allah, take them all, and even take whatever they have in their own belly, meaning the mothers. Take them all. They're not good people. Allah wiped all of them and he saved them and a small group of the people who believe in him and animal and everything in his boat. We know the story. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he struggled. And in some report, nobody was believing in him. For a long time, no one single person believed in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim. And you have Musa alayhi salam, the Kalimullah, the one he talked to Allah directly, and he gave him the stick of wood, and he gave him many things, and he cut the Red Sea for him, and he gave him a barrier, he gave him a road to walk in it. He changed the stick of wood to a snake, huge snake. And many another miracle. Isa alayhi salam, he created him from father intervention. He made him talk when he was a baby. He used to heal the sick, bring the death, life after death, by the permission of Allah. He gave him many miracles in his own time. Every messenger and prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him different miracle and different evidence according to the time. Musa alayhi salam, it was a time of magician and magic. Allah, he make him wipe all magic. Isa alayhi salam was a time of medicine and people was in need of spiritual guidance. Allah sent one to set the example, even you will not get married. This is why a lot of Christians, when they believe to really be a pious person, they will not get married. We're not going to go into the detail of each one. I'm just giving a reference to prepare the topic. And you have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last one. Allah chose him to be the seal of the Prophet. Among the five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described in Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam was one of the close ones to Allah. Ibrahim Khalilullah. Khalil, the close friend. Allah chose for certain quality. Doesn't mean bad and good, no. All of them, mashallah, we love them all, we respect them all, they're chosen by Allah, but we respect what Allah has been giving in each one of them. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because for some wisdom of Allah, he came as the last messenger and the seed of the Prophet, and to mankind, not to a nation, not to a group. Yes, he came in Arabic Peninsula. Yes, he did not leave Arabic Peninsula, except a few times, a small journey to the Syria and all this area. But Allah chose him and chose his message to be the living message until the Day of Judgment. And he chose what? A man. A poor, from like a very respected family. But he make him grow in a time he has no money. His father died, his mother died. His uncle, his business at this time do not do very well. His grandparents died. He has nobody. He's orphaned. He's illiterate. Never study, never read, never write. Never. All this preparation and a wisdom, and this also can be for da'wah. By this way, if you any time you said, I have to have a certain caliber or a certain background to invite toward Allah, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. You have to have nothing to invite to Allah. You have to have Allah number one with you to invite toward Allah. You have to have Allah choosing you. And after that, Allah will perfect you. And nobody perfected in all mankind except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what Allah said in many areas in Quran. For wisdom, Allah knew. Like one time I was talking like that, and one new Muslim, he came and said, you talk too much about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like almost like us, we talk about Jesus. But we do not talk about him to worshiping him. We talk about him to give him the respect Allah gave it to him. We talk about him to realize who is our prophet and who is our teacher and what status the Prophet ﷺ has in the eye of Allah or had in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one of the things we forget, by respecting the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us, is a way of respecting Allah. He create and he choose. We respect what Allah create. That's why even in Islam, you're not supposed to hit somebody in the face, because the face is the most beautiful part of the body, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated and put it in this level, and we should not do that or spit in somebody's face. Why we do that? Respect of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been want us to respect. It's an obedience as a show of sovereignty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a man Allah created and he chose. And he perfected his manner and his quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you are having a great quality, great manners. And a very weak report, but has been reported in many, many places by many scholars. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give me the manner and he perfected my manner. And even if it's not a hadith, it's many evidence. All the history of Quran and the sunnah of Allah is Allah, he's the one, the owner of manner, and he give it to his messenger and prophet by the way he wanted. Why? A wisdom again, Allah knows, until the day of judgment. And every day we describe and we find out many things about what's the wisdom behind it. But we're not going to go a lot about it because this can be another topic. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, we're going to go through it. But I'm just going to go as a preparation of the topic to realize who this man, the one Allah created and he chose. And he gave him a certain way of growing up, to carry certain manner and quality. He's a trusty, he's honest, says the truth, good manner, great manner. This is why when he was young, when one woman from Arabic Peninsula, her name is Khadija radiallahu anha, she heard about him And she was a widow in the early 40, or in the 40. And she was very rich, and she has many business. She said, I want somebody trusting and honest. And he's meantime a relative. And she chose him as a man to take care about her business. Look what she's looking for. She chose a man with quality, not the way he look, or what he have, or how tall he is, or how handsome he is, what kind of car he has, what style of living. No, she was looking for quality. And this a woman, all the Arabic Peninsula know about her, the manner and the wisdom and the richness, meaning she's very rich, very wise, very respected woman from a very respected family. And what's she looking for? She's looking for an honest person with good manner. And later on she marry him. Why? She values the manner. It's teaching for us. Everything happened to Messenger and Prophet is a teaching. This man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one scholar, his name Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi, one of the very, very known scholar in Andalusia, Spain. And this man, he wrote a book called Al-Shifa, The Cure. For the understanding of the right of this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two volumes, just to talk about one topic, the right of this man over us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the explanations he said, he explained something very beautiful. Why we have to implement Sunnah? He said, imagine a man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, and he perfected his manner and his quality, and he chose him to be the last messenger and prophet in earth and the seal of the prophet, and he loved him. Because when you do something, is it something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us. When you do something, the most perfect things you do, which one you love it most? The most perfect things you do. What's the most perfect human being in earth? Allah created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for wisdom, Allah loved him more than anybody else. Even if it was a report, is a weak report, but is a report somewhere, is about Adam alayhi salam. When he commits a mistake and he went to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, by the name of you and the name junction with your name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive my sins. He said, how you know it? He said, I read in your throne, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he said, for Muhammad, I create you. The wisdom of Allah, many wisdom we do not understand. The only messenger have been elevated to see paradise and hellfire, to go meet Allah. How he met him is another topic, we're not going to go through it. Nobody has been giving this quality except this man. Again, a wisdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to think about all that. how much Allah loved him. And he gave him many license. He never gave it to mankind and never give it to any messenger or prophet. To the point, he gave to his follower and the people believe in him until the day of judgment. Many bounty and many gift has been never given to nobody except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Musa alayhi salam, he read in the tablets about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Allah, make me among them. Make me among these people. He said, Musa, be thankful with what I give you. It's a long hadith. I'm not going to go through it now. It's a beautiful hadith. About the quality of this man and the quality of his ummah, the people who follow him. Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi, the scholar, he said, imagine a man Allah perfected him and he choosing him to be a messenger and a prophet. And he gave him the light, Quran. And he gave him the light in himself, Jibreel alayhi salam. And he make him meet Allah. And he saw the light of Allah. And with all the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to worship Allah like nobody ever worshipped Allah before. And the two kinds of worship. You have an obligation worship commanded by Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wisdom, he allowed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to worship Allah without the command of Allah. Meaning extra. He used to worship Allah in different ways. Without Allah command him to do so. This is why Aisha radiallahu anha, when she used to see him all night, get up until his feet get swollen. He said, ya Rasulullah, is not enough? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sins? He said, oh Aisha, ألا أكون عبدا شكورا. You do not want me to be thankful to my Lord? The companion understood the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the message? The message is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not obligation. He did not do it because Allah obligated him to do it. He doing it from a state of love and gratitude to Allah. And he said, if the Prophet ﷺ doing this to get closer to Allah and to love Allah and to show gratitude to Allah, what about us? We are in more need than the Prophet ﷺ. And this why they used to imitate the Prophet ﷺ in every action he do. A copy. Even Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with all of them. He sometimes used to go around a tree, rotate and sit underneath it. And they asked him, why you do that? He said, I saw the Prophet ﷺ do that. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he was walking by the command of the Prophet ﷺ doing something outside the masjid. When he heard the Prophet ﷺ sit, he was saying to the people in the masjid, sit down. Abu Hurairah, when he heard it, he sat. Later on, So Prophet ﷺ asked him, "O Abu Hurairah, why are you as late?" He said, "I heard you said sit. And I said, how I can be living in earth and I heard you saying to the Muslim sit and I will not sit." Look at how he obeys the Prophet ﷺ. He understood what the meaning embracing Islam. He know what the meaning is embrace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embrace the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. And they are joined, not apart. When you embrace Islam, you embrace, "I bear witness is no one worthy of worship. And I bear witness is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." My dear brother and sister in Islam, he understood the sunnah is beloved to Allah. The sunnah is something, it make you close to Allah. He knows the sunnah is qurubat, muhabbabat. This why the early people in Islam, they do not call the sunnah a sunnah. They call it the muhabbabat. The things make you close to Allah. They make you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be beloved by Allah. They call it qurubat. The thing make you closer. Today may Allah forgive us. When I see people even claim they are the people of sunnah. And they divided sunnah and they break it. Pieces. May Allah save us and save them. They're doing a lot of mischief to Muslim and Islam with the name of Sunnah. I remember one sheikh in Egypt in early 70s. His name Jamil Ghazi. May Allah give him mercy in his grave. One of the most beautiful scholars I saw in my life. May Allah elevate him and give him mercy and elevate his nur and his place in paradise. Him and his family. He did a lot. He did a lot for Islam, if people knew him. MashaAllah. And his message was very beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remember this message and recognize it. Because today, sometimes we, the one who believe in the sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the enemy of the sunnah with our conduct and behavior. What do you say? He used to say, before you have beard in your face, have a beard in your heart. Before you wear the sunnah clothing, wear it in your heart. Before you have hijab in your heart. What he meant? He meant to live it. He used to call us for men. And he said, every hair in your cheek will be witness to you or against you. It will be inviter to the sunnah of Rasulullah or make people away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by your conduct and your behavior. Be careful once you act like a sunnah, because people will look at you and the first thing they will look at you with your mistake and your behavior and your manner. Male or female. Today what happened? Many groups today among Muslims, they claim they are the only one belong to Sunnah. And do you know something? Deep in my heart, I know it, and may Allah forgive me. They are the most enemy of Sunnah. Why? They are so hush. They are so tough. They don't care. They have no mercy. Is this a sunnah? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. Is this the way the Prophet ﷺ used to deal with his companion and with mankind? If you claim you have sunnah, you will have manner. You have mercy. We're going to go through it inshallah later on. Aisha radiallahu anha, one time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered and he was smiling with a wide smile. She said, "Dear Rasulullah, بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. I sacrifice my father and my mother for you, Ya Allah. Make a special prayer for me. Ask Allah to forgive my sins. The present, the past, the future, the seen and the unseen. And the Prophet ﷺ make a special dua for her. She was crawling in the ground from happiness. He said, "Oh Aisha, why are you so happy?" She said, "You are Rasulullah. Your dua, your prayer is accepted by Allah. And you just did this for me. What else I can, you know, want in this life? Do Allah forgive all my sins? Past, future, present, seen and unseen?" He said, "Do you know, Aisha, what I ask Allah for you, I ask it for my ummah, for my nation, for my people, every single day, 5 times. With every prayer, I make dua for my ummah. In the day of judgment, he will come and resurrected in the day of judgment, and he said, 'Ya Allah, my ummah, my ummah, ummati, ummati.' Everyone in the day of judgment will say, 'Me,' except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will not say, 'My father,' he will not say, 'My mother,' he will not say, 'Fatima,' he will not say, 'Ali,' he will not say, 'Nobody.' He will say, 'Ummati, ummati, my people, Ya Allah.' And he will run to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he start intercede on our behalf for Allah, for us inshaAllah." We learn that. If I claim I have sunnah, I should start with a manner. How is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to conduct himself? My dear brother and sister in Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just 2 rak'ah and 2 rak'ah. It's not just to know what the rule and different level of ruling according to different sunnah. No. This is why one scholar in the early day, he said, "Sunnah, you cannot implement sunnah until you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot implement sunnah until you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this time, you will do it from love. And you're doing it to whom you love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this time, you will implement sunnah. Because the sunnah was not a harsh way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never did the companion do this and do that according to the sunnah. But he used to do, and he used to look at him and imitate him. This is why in one of the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ma nahaytukum anhu fantahu." What I command you not to do, don't do. "Wama amartukum bihi fa'tu minhu mastata'tum." And what I command you to do, do of it the maximum you can. Look at this. Look at the mercy. In the things he warned us not to do, he said, don't do. Finish. Topic is closed. And for the things he tell us to do, he said, do it the maximum you can. And he left the door open. Why? To everybody doing according to his desire and his love and his closeness to Allah. Because if he said it and do it and he stopped, meaning any time I did not make one sunnah, will be forbidden, meaning I will be punished. Mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. Ya Allah, are we mercy to mankind? Today I see people, they learn a little bit of sunnah, they go back home, they find the parents do not have sunnah, or the grandparents do not have sunnah, and they start feeling, wow, this, my father and my mother and my uncle and my aunt and this and that, they're going to hellfire. Who said so? They do not implement Sunnah? Yes. They have a lot of lack in their own Islam? Yes. They go to hellfire? Who tell you so? We're not the judge. Maybe they do not have it because they live in a time they never exposed to Sunnah. We do not know what Allah will do with them. It's not our business. You won't talk about Sunnah? You implement Sunnah. You act according to Sunnah. But don't point finger. My advice to you, don't point finger. Allah know. وَلِلَّهِ فِي عِبَادِهِ شَأْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between him and his servant is things and wisdom we do not know. Don't forget, anyone above 50, they live in a time it was no Islam. It was no Sunnah. It was colonialism all over the Muslim Ummah, where you are. You have a group of people today, they full of bid'ah. And they think they're doing beautiful things. This is what they know. And they have very good quality and good manner. I'm not going to mention their name and where they're coming from. And you have another people, they claim they are the most strongest follower of Sunnah. And they're so harsh, so strong, so tough. Everybody's a kafir. Everybody's a mushrik. Everybody's a muftada. They are the only one. MashaAllah. They are wrong and they are wrong. Both of them is wrong. One, they wrong the lacking of seeking knowledge and trying to know what the real Sunnah is. My way is you will be punished or Allah forgive them according to the lack of seeking the Sunnah. And may Allah forgive them. The another one, they went to extreme to the point. So point they care only about themselves. You find their masajid, mashallah, they are the only prophet and messenger in the masjid, and everybody going to hellfire. Is this a sunnah? Is this a sunnah? To only care about yourself and be selfish? Is a sunnah to be arrogant and put yourself in the eye of Allah as Allah and you label others? Who give you the right? Do you know the intention of them? Do you check the status of their heart? My dear brother and sister in Islam, get away from labeling. One of the most disease of the ummah today is labeling. We label this kafir, this mushrik, this muqtada, this fasiq, this that. To the point you find in their own locality, people afraid to go to their masajid. Because by the time you enter, in 5 minutes, you finished. You finished. Imagine I tell you, I remember story having with my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave and elevated him. He was sick, very ill. And 1 month before he died, he go to the doctor. And the doctor tell him, bye-bye. He said, what does it mean? He said, you are bye-bye. Go home, you are bye-bye, waiting for death. My father punished him. Even he have no strength, but he punished me. He punished him. He said, what kind of doctor is that? I'm coming to you to seek something or to tell me something. Even if you know it, give me a hope, give me some nice word. He has a strong iman, alhamdulillah. I believe so. May Allah make it true. But he said, is this a manner of a doctor? Today, if Allah give you a small piece of knowledge and your brother and sister in Islam is sick, very ill, imagine you go to a doctor and once you go to the doctor, you sit in a patient room or patient table and he starts telling you, wow, your face is so yellow, your eyes is red, you die very soon, you have no anemia, you have leukemia, you have cancer, you have heart disease, you have this, you have that. In a few minutes, he make you finished. What do you think? You want to sit down and listen to him more? You will care about what he's saying anymore? You might even die before even he continue. Is this a manner of a doctor? Today, my brother and sister in Islam, When you learn something, don't go home and start attacking other with a piece of knowledge Allah give you. If Allah choose you and He give you the quality to be a nurse or a doctor, now you have a duty towards the sick people. First, you have to calm them down. Make them love you. Build the brotherhood and sisterhood. Get them closer to you. Make them attached to you. And little by little, give them a small prescription. This is a wise doctor, according to the priority. Today the priority is Iman, faith, loving Allah, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If the love of Allah increase, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam increase, the rest will be done. Little by little you will implement. Which one is better? He said, Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar. Command what is right, forbid what is evil. As-sakit ala al-haq shaytanun ahras. The one who do not talk about the truth is a shaytan. But he forget, all this ahadith has wisdom. Is a wisdom behind it, how we deal with it and how we implement it. I give you an example, my brother and sister in Islam. One brother, I know him very well. He was in the masjid one time, and this masjid, he has a conviction. And it has many scholars. And what the topic is, Amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar. One man get up and he said to one of the scholars, I have a question for you. I go to one brother, I find him listen to music. I took the cassette recorder and the tape, I smash it and throw it out from the window. I did, right? And I did the part of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, do it with hand first. For almost half an hour, 45 minutes, four or five scholars argue the topic from different angle. And he did not come to a conclusion. This brother get up and he said, excuse me, I have a question for you. If this brother get up and he asks his brother, please, can you allow me to go to the bathroom? And he take permission politely. He refresh his wudu. He get out. He said, excuse me, can you just lower it a little bit until I finish my prayer? He prayed to Allah to open his heart of his brother and put wisdom in it and put Iman. And after that, he didn't talk about nothing, but he developed a brotherhood. Little by little, the brotherhood increased. Little by little, the man loved him. Little by little, he come to him on the side and he said, oh, you know something? I read this hadith about the music. And he shared with him. Just sharing. Wonder what happened. The man will respect. The man will listen. And the brotherhood will not broken. Which one higher? Listening to music and being in a state of some kind of sins? Or break the brotherhood and become an enemy of each other and hating each other just for one advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this example open your heart to where we're going with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody is so sick, extremely so sick, you tell him go to the hospital, take the medication, or you take him to the hospital and call the ambulance and go with him. And even encourage him to take the medication. Today the ummah is so sick, extremely sick, to the point need encouraging. It needs somebody to show them the way slowly, with mercy and wisdom. Do not be harsh. Do not judge. Get away. Get away from judging. Get away from looking down over somebody else. Who knows? Maybe you the one, you're building arrogant, you go to hellfire first. The one you consider yourself, mashallah. How you know? One of the early imam, he went to make salah. And he was a traveler. And this people was humble. He went in the masjid. The prayer was starting. And he went as an ma'moon, meaning as a follower, not an imam. And he was a big imam. But a lot of people do not know him. He went and he stand in the line and he prayed. A man, when he finished, he came to him. And he did so and so. Get up. Repeat your salah. He said, why? He said, we are belong to the locality. And this imam is no good. But we have no choice. But you are a traveler. And I have to advise you. This imam is no good. He's a fasiq. And your salah is no good. Get up and make it alone much better for you. Listen to what this imam said. He said, oh you, my salah is for me, and his fusuq, his sins is for him. And maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he look at us praying in congregation, and one of us ask Allah to forgive all the sins of the Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his prayer, and he accept all our prayer, and he accept the prayer of the imam, just of this dua of this brother. Look at the difference of thinking. Today we learn only rules. I do not see people learn manner. It's almost like the Prophet ﷺ has no manner. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Which one is more important? Rule or the manners? Do you know one of the main fundamental belief in Islam is to study manner before knowledge? How many people have science? The person who designs the atomic bomb, he has knowledge. A lot of people carry the knowledge of deen and they do mischief with the knowledge. Why? They do not carry the real iman. They do not carry the real manner. They do not carry the love. They do not carry the mercy in their heart. Becomes a knowledge, a destruction to themselves and mankind. If you claim you love Rasulullah, if you claim you imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, study his manner, study his generosity, study his kindness, study his patience, study his character. This is the main sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study why he did what he did. Not only do and don't, study why. What's the wisdom behind every situation? It's a lot of wisdom. Today we study hadith, but we study the wisdom of hadith. What's the time? How? Who was present? How the companion reacted to this hadith? How the early scholar took it? Everybody today become a scholar and carry Sahih Bukhari? And nobody know? Which hadith came first? If the hadith in Mecca or Medina? Or Nasikh or Mansukh? Or before some revelation or not? What's the condition? The absence and lacking of the environment and the role model and the right sequence and right priority. Without right sequence and priority in Islam, you can damage with what you call sunnah. And the sunnah is completely bari'ah from what you're doing. The sunnah is completely away and we witness against you. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, I'm just sad and have a lot of ache in my heart about what I see of what we call ourselves today sunnah and the people of sunnah. They do a lot of mischief. They building gaps and big wall between Muslim. They divided the family. They divided mother and father by the name of sunnah. And the sunnah is not this way. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the people in the early Islam came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complained about the parents, they torture them to deny Allah what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. If they struggle against you to make you commit shirk and partner with Allah, don't obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا and be a companion of them في الدنيا معروفة, and be kind and be generous to them in this life. Why? Allah knows. By your manner, people can become a Muslim. And with your bad manner, people can get away from Islam and start developing like struggling against you just because of your behavior. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Sunnah is not two rak'ah and two rak'ah. Sunnah is a complete life of a man beloved to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected him. You want to follow the Sunnah? Love Allah. And love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And value everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and do. But again, if you value it and you doing it, don't command others to do it. Advise in a nice way. Encourage. Let them get closer first to the man. Let's go to Quran and find out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. I have been sending you a man among you, a messenger, من أنفسكم, من أنفسكم, among you, عزيز عليه, very high, closer to Allah, precious to Allah. Imagine Allah what he said. عزيز عليه حريص عليكم. He worry about you. Look at the two quality right away. He's so elevated and high and closer to Allah, and he's so worry about you. Worry. حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. With the believer, he's so merciful and he's so رؤوف. I forget رؤوف by English what it means. رؤوف meaning to be so soft, so kind, so cuddling. And by the way, this color also, he said, the only prophet or messenger have been ever giving the quality or some of the quality of Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rahim is attribute of Allah, Ra'uf is attribute of Allah, and the only one Allah gave him this glad title and this label is only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of quality again? Ra'uf and Rahim. So close to you, so beloved to you. And he loves you, and he kind to you, and he generous to you, and he's so merciful to you. Rahim, very mercy. Very important to remember what quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If today Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi walking by, he would like somebody to be hush, or he will like somebody to be like him. Ask yourself, is me carrying the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do I study the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different situation and act like him if I claim I'm the people of Sunnah? May Allah forgive us. We claim we are the people of Sunnah and we are away from the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the manner of behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all we worry about it, hadith sahih and da'if, is strong or weak, and even we do not know, and we deny all the scholar in early Islam. May Allah save us. Again, like Imam Hamza Yusuf, may Allah give him barakah and blessing in this life and the hereafter, he said, an ummah missing adab. An ummah, a nation, has no adab, no manner. I hardly hear any imam talk about manner. I hardly go and imagine and talk about the manner of the Prophet and how to perfect our manner according to the Prophet's teaching. Manner, I hardly see somebody advise somebody to study a book of manner like Mishkat al-Masabih, Riyad al-Salihin, and many another book about manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us guidance to understand what is the sunnah is. The highest sunnah is the manner. The highest sunnah is the mercy. The highest sunnah is kindness. The highest sunnah is generosity. Loving Allah, fear of Allah, be kind to people, attract people to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the mercy of me, I put it in you. I make you soft to people. Because if you hush, people will get away from you. Forgive them. Forgive them. And give them af. And do not even think about their mistakes. Don't look over their mistakes. Are we doing that among each other? Where we are? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you claim you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse said, follow me in certain topic, you find today every group and sect follows the sunnah from their own angle and according to their own scholar, and each one claims they follow the sunnah, and all of them committing mischief. Do you know why? The main things he already did, he divided the ummah into sect and group. And no major sin more than that. To label yourself and label your Muslim brother. If you're among them, you are a good person. If you're not among them, you go to hellfire. You are a bad person. You're a bad Muslim. If you do not follow their own scholar and their own ideology, not the sunnah. Because the sunnah did not set divide. The sunnah did not set label. The sunnah did not set waving finger. The sunnah did not set be harsh and tough even against your family. How many Muslims today are divorcing each other by the name of sunnah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. This some of the light shade about sunnah. Actually, the meaning of sunnah is very broad, very big, wide. And again, this scholar, he said, the only way to follow the sunnah if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live with him. Read his life story. But read it from not ideology point of view. Meaning be careful who you're reading from. Because today a lot of people, they write about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they put their own comment. And their own comment become more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life. By this way, before you know it, you have been doctoring according to the writer, not according to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The early scholars used to write, only write what has been reported. All the early scholars, you only report. Weak or strong, you report. For the responsibility. Especially in manner. Today, is the ummah ready for strong and weak? Do you know what's the difference? Do you have the capability and a caliber of knowing? And the majority of Muslims really in a state of really worry about that? They are too far. They are in deep shirk. and they do not know. May Allah save us. I know some people may dislike what I'm saying, but ask yourself, is me walking with arrogant or really walking with sunnah? And if I walk with sunnah, I'm walking with humble. I'm putting my nose down for others. I deal with others with humble and humility. And I think about others, they might be better than me in the eye of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he walked in the desert with a group of people, group of his companion. When the time came and they hungry, said, Ya Rasulullah, can we sit and have rest? Said, okay. Said, Ya Rasulullah, one of them, he said, I go hunting. Another man, he said, I go help him. Another man, he said, I go look for water. Another man said, I'm going to cook and clean the whatever they get. Another man, he said, I'm going to make a tent for you, and he said, underneath it, Ya Rasulullah, from the shade, to make a shade for you. He said, is me do not in need of reward and get closer to Allah than you? I'm in need too. And I go look for pieces of wood to make the fire, which is the hardest job. What the Prophet ﷺ teach us? He's not sitting, waiting for people to come. I ask people who complain or claim they have the knowledge, are you seek the knowledge and give it to other? Or are you sitting in a masjid and not even trying to invite other to the good Allah give it to you with patience and wisdom? And if you do so, what happened to your masjid? Why is it empty? Our masajid become like a seasonal, like Christianity, only in Ramadan. Subhanallah, Ramadan and Christmas. Think about it. And we get happy because we're collecting money. And instead of spreading generosity and light, all we worry about collecting money. And the whole area is going to doomed. And we worry about 5-10 people coming. Or 15 or 20. How much we seek. How much we try. How much we go, knock on the door, go to the market. Is this not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam put his nose all the way up and said, me, I'm the one who have knowledge and all of you is finished? Think, how many times you, as a learned person or imam, go out and reaching people and talk to them nicely and encourage them to come to the masjid? How many times you go to the houses and invite them nicely and kindly? Even you hardly sometimes find the imam in the masjid. Imagine if the imam is not in the masjid, and the learned people is not in the masjid, and the sick people coming to the hospital find no doctor. Where does he go? My advice to you, my brother, in case I die, today is the time of Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam. Today we have to go door to door. Each one of us responsible. Start with your family, your neighbors, your friend, the people you know. With good manner, be generous, be kind, build love, build connection, build the brotherhood and sisterhood first, and after that advise little by little. And again, build first, build iman, build love, build connection to Allah, and after that, command of Allah will come slowly, slowly. Because once you connect the person to Allah, Allah will take care about the person. I'm not the commander. I'm not the judge. I'm not the ordering. Allah, I'm just a reporter. May Allah give me wisdom and give you wisdom. Quran is full of many verses about joining the obedience of Allah and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, we have to know, to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an obligation. It's not something according to my desire. By this way, I'm going to go to some of the verses only because the topic is so deep and it's full of it in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. This verse 69 سورة النساء chapter Nisa verse 69. And this verse actually I was wanted not to say it right away because it has a beautiful story about this man whose wife is complaining about him. And he crying and weeping too much. I'm not going to go the story from the beginning, but anyway, they call him. The Prophet called him and he said, why are you weeping too much? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. And every time I'm away from you, I weep because I'm missing you. I miss you, Ya Rasulullah. And when I go home and I look to my family and I remember you is not be with me, I weep, Ya Rasulullah, because I miss you more. And if I remember, I might die and not seeing you until the day of judgment, and how much I will be missing you in the grave. And when I die and be resurrected in the day of judgment, I will be with whom I have will be, and you are among messenger and prophet. I will keep weeping. And when I think, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me to go to paradise, I will be to offer a certain level, and you are among the messenger and prophet, I will weep because I will never see you again, Ya Rasulullah. Love. Love more than the family. He is among his family, but he's not thinking about his family. He thinks about missing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was silent. An angel Jibreel came with this verse. Whoever obey Allah and his messenger, he will be among those, the messenger and prophet and Siddiqeen and the very high, elevated, pious people. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him and all the companion, and والشهداء and the martyr, and والصالحين and the pious people, وحسن أولئك رفيقا, and this is the best companion. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, is this for him? He said, of the meaning of, it is for him and for whoever complete the condition of it, the obedience of Allah and his messenger. May Allah make us among those, my brother and sister in Islam. By this way, if you love to be in a company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the door is open. Why? I believe in Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, all my ummah will enter paradise except those who do not want to go. He said, who? The companion asked, who will not go? He do not want to go to paradise. He said, whoever obey me, he will enter paradise. And whoever disobey me, he will not enter. Is a lot of hadith, inshallah. I'm going to give you some of it in another time, inshallah. Another hadith under the topic obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith, man ata'ani faqad ahabbani, man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Whoever obey me, he will love me, and whoever love me, he enters me to paradise. You see, love. Obedience and love together, always obedience and love together. How many people talk about loving Rasulullah? Why we should love Rasulullah? What Rasulullah has done for us to love him? Once we start talking about that, we will be weeping. How much he sacrificed his life for us? How much he made dua for us? The only accepted prayer and the gift from Allah to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, oh Allah, save it for me, not now, in the day of judgment. By this way, I will be standing before hellfire. seeking help by asking you, Ya Allah, to accept my intercede for them. By which means you will not go to my hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Day of Judgment, he would be standing close to the door of hellfire. Do you know why? To everyone going to hellfire from his ummah, he will try to take his hand and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to intercede in the, for him. Subhanallah. A merchant going to Far East, Indonesia and Malaysia area, and he sent a merchant, and he said to the man who buy it, if you find it is no good, return it back to me, I give you your money. After the man he buy it left, the man he discovered, maybe some of the merchandise he give it to the man, maybe is no good. He wait for months. The caravan went to Mecca, and he's telling Far East for a long time, some report almost close to a year, for many months. Finally, the man appeared. He said, please come take your money. He said, who you are? Who are you? And what is money for? He said, you remember such and such time, you bought this merchandise from me, and I'm here waiting for you all this time. He said, what about your family? He said, how? Who care about my family? I'm caring about one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, what is that? He said, we have a prophet. And this prophet, he said, التاجر الصدوق معي هكذا في الجنة. The honest merchant will be like this with me in Jannah, meaning a companion with me and my neighbors. And I like to be one of the companion and neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I like to be like you. Quality, manner, honesty, integrity for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, verse 80. من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whoever obeys the messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, like I tell you, there's many ahadith about this topic. Ya Allah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون. Oh, you believe. Obey Allah and His Messenger and do not leave Him, and you are hearing Him. This now is a status of warning. I do not want to say it, but I want just share it with you for the trust of the knowledge. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And don't be among the people who said, we listen and they did not listen. This is verse 21, 20-25, Surah Al-Anfal. إِنَّ شَرَ الدَّوَابِ The worst creation to Allah, the one who is deaf and bukm, they do not say talk, those are the ones they cannot comprehend, and they have no brain. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He known, they have some goodness in their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to hear. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرَدُونَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to hear, they will go like they did not hear it. Do you know what this meaning? All these verses was about the pure hypocrite in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, may Allah save us. You have people in the time of marriage and divorce. He said, let's implement sunnah. They said, no. Let's implement the rule of Allah. They said, no. Let's go to the court. Let's go to the judge. Let's go to the lawyer. Is this a quality of the believer or the quality of a pure hypocrite? Ask yourself. Whoever listen and he know, this why. Be careful whom you give him da'wah about the sunnah. Because if you give somebody the knowledge about the sunnah and he reject it, Allah know, these people, if they die in the state, where is he going to be? Is he going to be among pure hypocrites or what? يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول. Oh, you believe, obey, and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and accept their advice and command. إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. If He invite you to what will be given to you life. واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. وَإِنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And you have to know, if you do not do that, you have to be the warning from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a wall between you and Allah. Imagine if Allah put a wall between you and Allah. By this way you cannot hear, you cannot comprehend, you cannot listen, you cannot see, you cannot have vision. And after that he said, and remember, you're going to go to him. And you're going to be resurrected. And you will be coming in the front of Allah in the Day of Judgment. And you will talk to him. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Fear a trial will coming among the special people among you first. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَقَابِ. And you have to know, Allah is so severe teacher. He tortures severely. Do you know today what I believe? The most people in danger, the people they claim we are the people of Sunnah. Because he bringing a big wall between themselves and the rest of the Muslim. And they put themselves so high, like mashallah, they the only one going to paradise, and the whole ummah is going to hellfire. And they not sharing goodness with them. And they building walls. And they do not see what they doing. And they building a lot of arrogance. Is this sunnah? Ask yourself. I know you can complain about anything I said, but complain, but ask yourself. Before you complain, ask yourself, what I'm doing, what I'm engaging with. But again, if the person not in the state of humble and he not following the sunnah, wonder what happened. Allah already said it. He will make him in a state of blindness and he give him this wall and he will not ever be able to comprehend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said now, and this is another warning. O you believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasul wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 27, 28, 29, and also 33. Oh, you believe, do not betray Allah and His Rasul, and betray your own trust with your own knowledge. You see, today we embrace Islam. We know we have to obey Allah and His Messenger, but when a time coming, when the action coming, in a time of divorce, in a time of marriage, in a time of business, in a time of trust, in a time of situation between each other, is no sunnah. Where is the trust? The trust is to obey Allah. We have a trust. We have an oath. Shahada is an oath. Marriage and divorce is an oath. Business is a kind of oath between you and Allah. Any kind you have, any deed, is an oath. And you will be questioned about is a trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't betray your trust. And you trade the trust between you and Allah and His Messenger by disobeying Allah and His Messenger and not following the Sunnah. And you deny it. We're going to go through it now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it after that, you are betraying your own trust. which when you embrace Islam. And with knowledge, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know what you're doing. وَعْلَمُوا, after that another advice from Allah, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَوْلَادَكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ فِتْنَةٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And you have to know, your kids, your money, is a trial for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a great reward. And the greatest one. And after that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, oh, you believe, if you fear Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا, He will give you a criterion. He will give you a guide. He will give you a light. He will give you a criterion to distinguish between wrong and bad, darkness and light. Meaning, if I do not now fear Allah and try to obey Allah and the Messenger, I will not have no criteria. I will have no light. I will have no vision. And after that, Allah also advised, وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, Allah will forgive your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and He will erase your bad deed, and He will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's great kind. This is, by the way, a lot of these verses came in different story about the hypocrite. The hypocrite of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they engaged in different trust, and they said we will do, and they did not do. And this warning from Allah, not only to them and anybody, carries the same way and acting the same way. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look again to the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and where he is in the eye of Allah. وَمَا كَمَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, Allah will not torture them and you are among them for the love or respect of you. Just for you, I will not torture them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and Allah will not torture them and they are engaged in istighfar. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, if we do istighfar, we do istighfar to love Allah and love Rasulullah. Start loving Allah and Rasulullah. And you cannot love them until you know them. Get to know them. Sit with the people who know them. Learn about them. Ask. Read. And even if you don't know, seek. Call Allah. Pray. Say, oh Allah, make me love you. And love your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In action, indeed, in a time of action. Today I feel sometimes people who claim we love Rasulullah, and you find mashallah white beard, they did many hajj, and now a man went to marry their daughter, or a man going to marry another woman, and wonder what happened. Because they have no money status, or they have no material status, they will deny the marriage, or they deny the condition. Why? Where is the sunnah? Is this the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He used to choose people according to status of money and material? Is this how you claim you have sunnah? You want a doctor, an engineer, and you said to secure my daughter? You see, today we claim we have sunnah, but when the time coming, we follow our desire and custom and habit, and we have no sunnah. Only sunnah in mawlud, sunnah in habit and custom, sunnah in a word only, and the rule. But when the time coming to real action life, we have no sunnah. Where is the obedience? Now about this topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 36, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, and know anything for any believer, male or female, if Allah has been already choose for them and command them to do, Allah or His Messenger, أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمَ الْخِيرًا مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, they have no choice about their own affair. accept what Allah has been choose for them. Meaning, if Allah give me advice to do so, if the Prophet ﷺ give me advice to do so, and I will not implement it, what kind of sunnah I'm following? Allah said, you cannot be a believer if you claim you love Allah and His Rasul, and you did not choose what Allah and His Messenger choose for you. If you claim you follow the sunnah, go first, ask a scholar, ask a learned person, buy a book about this topic. Whatever topic it is, buying, selling, marriage, divorce, whatever, dealing with children, dealing with women, dealing with this, whatever it is, find out first what Allah said, what the Prophet ﷺ said. Today, people run away from Quran and Sunnah when the time coming to a personal affair. Do you know what this meaning? A pure hypocrisy. A pure hypocrisy. And even it's not hidden. It's seen. You said to the person, come on, let's have Allah and His Messenger to be our judge. And follow Quran and Sunnah. He said, no, it's not for you. Wait until you go to the grave and find out this word. What would benefit whom? People in business, they start cheating each other and lie. Subhanallah. And you claim you have sunnah? And after that, Allah warned, وَمَنْ يُعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. And whoever disobey Allah and His Rasul, he is in a great stray, in a very far stray. This is a warning. But please do not share it with anyone. Share it with yourself first. Because this knowledge, again, you give it step by step. You do not come to your father or mother and grandparents and see them engage in something and call them this. No. They will not comprehend. Go slowly. Go step by step. Let them know first who is Allah, who is Rasulullah. Let them read first. Some of them, they repent and said, we do not know better. We do not know better. We built the habit. Be mercy to them. But this for you. Whoever really wants to know what Allah said. And after that, we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to discover how Allah is so generous to us. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا O you believe, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah in abundance, a lot. The only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put any limit is dhikr. Remembering of Allah. By talking nicely, you remember Allah. By obeying Rasulullah, you remember Allah. By obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah, in his manner and conduct, you obey Allah and you remember Allah. If you try to be generous and kind, you remember Allah. If you try to be mercy, you remember Allah. If you try to invite to good, you remember Allah. Anything you do for Allah is a remember of Allah. And also you have to remember Allah in your tongue and your heart a lot to save you. May Allah do allow us to be among those. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And praise Allah day and night. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent His mercy to you and His angel وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To let you out of darkness to light. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful in His own believer. تحياتهم يوم القونه سلام. The greed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day we will meet Him inshaAllah is salam, peace ya Allah. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And He prepared for them a great reward. Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. May Allah make us among those, ya Allah. What is the job of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. O the messenger, we send you shahidan, a bear witness, wa mubashiran, and a glad tiding, and a nadira, and a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan murina, and to invite people toward Allah with His command, and you are a candle of light to mankind. If I believe I'm following the Sunnah, where am I from the teaching of Allah and His Messenger about inviting toward Allah? Think and call Allah. If you really claim you love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be more humble, more mercy. You will deal with people with kindness and generosity. Even the sinner, even the people with full bid'ah. Why? Because how you let them involved in sunnah unless you get closer and be patient with them and be kind? Do not tell them you are the people with bid'ah. No, get closer first. Little by little, let them know. Small pieces. Especially the old people, they do not know. They really do not know. And old people, the way you educate them is different. The way you educate them is different because you already built the habit. Oh, but this is right, this is this. We not the doer. Allah is the doer. We are inviter. There's many examples in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was very nice and kind. You remember the man, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what is my obligation? He said, you embrace Islam, you make salah 5 times, you pay your due zakah, you make fasting, and you do hajj. He said, if I do that, I enter paradise? He said, yes. He said, I swear, Ya Rasulullah, I will not increase. He said, Qad aflaha. He will be success if he will implement it. He did not say, come here, I'm the Prophet, listen to me, sit down, you have to learn sunnah, you have to do this, you have to do that. You ever hear about the Prophet ﷺ talk like that? You ever hear about the Prophet ﷺ give you a long list of do and don't? Even if you read the hadith, you will find out different people used to come to the Prophet ﷺ, he approached them different way. The question can be the same, and the answer will be different according to who they are, where they come from. خَاطِبُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرَ عَقُلْهُمْ. Talk to people according to their level and their mentality. This is sunnah. Rasulullah ﷺ used to talk softly. He repeat things 3 times. This is sunnah. He chose the time. He used to give people different amount of knowledge in a small doses. Why? He said, by this way, I'm afraid you will have melon. You will feel enough. By this way, he used to give small pieces, a small amount. It's many hadith about لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. You will not be a true believer unless you love Allah and His Messenger more than loving anyone else. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one time he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my family, my money, and all mankind. He said, it's not enough, Ya Umar. Umar ibn Khattab get upset. He left. After that, he remembered what he did. He missed. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he came back. I love you more than myself and my family and everything and all mankind. He said, Ana Ya Umar, now you're talking. He forgets himself first, because myself is more or less high. You cannot love Allah and His Messenger. Some scholars said, without too much detail, when it means you will not be a believer, meaning you will not complete your iman, you will not be elevated, your iman will not be accomplished. Is this not enough? Imagine I tell you, you're going to go to paradise number one, only. And you find out above you a thousand and thousand of level. And this reminds me by something again, this scholar, he said, Allah yarhamak, Sheikh Jamil Ghazi, may Allah give be mercy to him, forgive him, and open his grave. and illuminated inshallah for him and his family. He said, imagine you come in a classroom after a course you took in college or in school, and you have the sheet of the answer has all zero. Nothing. Is your professor or your father or your mother would be happy with this grade? He said, similar, today, sometimes we look for jaiz. Jaiz meaning allowed. Many things in Islam is allowed. But what it means allowed? Meaning no punishment, no reward. Imagine if I look for all the allowed and follow it. What this meaning? I'm empty. We forget what we said in the beginning. What is the sunnah? Rewarding. Using the siwak is sunnah. It's not an obligation. But if you read how many ahadith about siwak, you would be crying of not using siwak. Drinking with sunnah, it has six sunnah. Eating, making wudu is mini sunnah. Is a lot of sunnah in salah and after salah. Eating, sleeping, dealing with people, how you sit, how you move. Again, you will find out the more sincere toward Allah you are, and the more loving and love in your heart, the more you start following. It's nothing to do with session. One scholar, one time, I complained to him about, I talk about sunnah and nobody listen to me. He said to me, Brother Ahmed, sunnah is only for the loving. The more you love, the more you implement. Some people go to the grave of the Prophet and keep kissing, and do all kinds of things, and make mawlud, and do this, and do that, and make durood, but they have no sunnah in their life. Where they are? Allah knows. He took a skeleton of the sunnah. Another group of people is the opposite. They have the beard, the short dress, everything, they stand in line, very strict, this strict and this, but they have no mercy, they have no manner. They do not even invite people towards the sunnah. And by their own manner, they reject people rejecting them. They do not want even talk to them. Is this the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Again, extremist in any way is so dangerous, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never was. You won't really follow the sunnah totally? Do it in yourself. But don't invite anybody to what you're doing. Invite people according to their level, slowly, slowly, and with patience. And first you have to set the example. And doesn't mean Allah give you tawfiq to do, meaning I have to have everybody in my family do. It's not your job. You can live and die, and nobody in your family get affected by you. It's not your business. Your business is to set the example, to set the role model, and be patient, and be kind, and be generous, and just little by little, feed the people a little bit of knowledge about the sunnah. And believe me, all of us have no sunnah. May Allah forgive us. We are too far from the real sunnah. Are we really ache? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O ya Muhammad, don't ache, don't kill yourself over the people. He was aching so much to the point he was sick. Today, are we aching for others? Aching, not hush, aching. Are we really consider about others? We think about them, make prayer for them. Oh Allah, let me follow the sunnah. Let me be the role model. Set the example, Ya Allah. Let my word reach me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and you be kind. You give them gift. One time, this brother, he took me something long time ago. He used to go to his family. He knocked on the door. People enter or open, he gives some gift, some orange, some fruit, something, you know, some grocery. and he leave. This mind, they think something wrong with him. Little by little, he used to just give salam alaikum, I'm trying to be a brother Muslim, and he give gift and he left. After a while, and he used to make dua for them. All this time he was doing it for one only intention. He was wanted to give them da'wah to Allah. He was very weak Muslim and he won't give them da'wah. After a while, the parents of the family came and he said, so-and-so, you dropped for us gift for so long. Can you tell us why you're doing it? Can you come and spend some time with us and talk to us and tell us why you're doing it? And he started talking and they cried. You see, da'wah was do, not was talk. When Allah check in his heart, how much he has in his pocket, how much he used to give, how much he used to go to buy just for them, just for Allah, to open their heart for him. If you study the Prophet ﷺ, how much he spent doing da'wah, how much Khadija radiallahu anha she spent all her wealth for da'wah. He used to go tribe after tribe. In one report, in one time, in one village only, almost 100 camel slaughter and feeding the whole tribe before he gives them down. And today we're sitting, mashallah, and we want people to come to us. Is this Islam? Is this Sunnah? Or Sunnah to go and reach and try and seek and call and say assalamu alaikum, I care about you, how are you, how are you doing? Even if they are the most sinner, just to build connection and build awareness. After a while, you start little by little, give them a videotape, give you a cassette, give you a box, give you a gift, give him thumb something. Little by little, when you win the heart of the people with the will of Allah because you sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the heart of people to us. Why? Because we so hush. We not belong to Sunnah. We are the enemy of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say a word, inshaAllah, in the Day of Judgment, I will say it in the front of Allah. We the one today we claim, we are the follower of the Sunnah, we are the enemy of the Sunnah by our conduct and behavior. Because the most important sunnah you have in your life today is your manner. Very important. Ask yourself, how the people will act toward me? How the people will look at me? How I'm kind to them? How I'm generous to them? How I'm patient with them? And believe me, manner and good conduct and good behavior is not easy. It's easy to be hush. It's easy to wave finger. It's easy to say, whoa, you and you and you. This is easy. But to follow the sunnah, the real sunnah, wallahi, read it, is difficult. To clean your arrogance is difficult. How you make da'wah and you're full of arrogance and you think you're the one? You cannot make da'wah until you be humble and think maybe any dog in the whole earth will be better than you. One scholar, I forget what his name. One person asked him, is you better or the dog? He tried to humiliate him. But the early scholars used to have manner and humility and hilm. Ya Allah save us today and our scholar. Or rather, he called himself a scholar. He said, he was waiting for a couple of minutes, and after that he said, if I obey Allah, I will enter paradise, I'm better than him. And if I disobey Allah and enter hellfire, he's better than me, because in the Day of Judgment, Allah will say to the dogs and animals, be dust and they will be dust. Look at his, he didn't say, you insult me. How you look at me like that? Today, every time we give advice to somebody of us, we look down like, mashallah, why? We break our ego. The ego is still very high.
Wallahi, may Allah save us today. We have a lot of ego and a lot of arrogance. We do not want anybody to touch us. Ya Allah, save us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no one will enter paradise. And he has a debt. Misqala khardalin min kibr. A debt of arrogance. Is this not a sunnah? To care about the neighbor is not a sunnah? To care about your family and your mother and your member of your family is not a sunnah? Why? Why we always look in one thing and we forget others? My dear brother and sister in Islam, sunnah is muhabbabat, muqarrabat. Do you know the story of this man who wrote this book, the big scholar from Andalusia, Andalus, in Spain? He was a very young man, and he was into womanizing and drinking. When one scholar in his village, he used to make dua for him. One day the scholar, he go to fetch, and before he go to fetch, he felt bad. This young boy, drunk, in the time of fajr. The Adhan is called, he's in the street drunk. The man go to fajr, and very upset. But before he go to fajr, he ask Allah, oh Allah, allow me to save this boy. He took him, he was completely intoxicated, completely drunk, unconscious. He took him to his house. He gave him shower and he put him in his bed. And after that, he go in salah and pray for him. When he finish, he come back. After duha, he start crying to Allah. And he really want to save this boy. This boy wake up almost noon time. And the scholar is weeping, weeping so hard. He tried to figure out what this scholar is weeping for. And he found out all this weeping is weeping for him. He said, if this scholar weeping all this weeping for me, what about me? And when the scholar finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of the scholar in a state of weeping, not a message of a state of speech. And the boy went to him and said, forgive me, ask Allah to forgive me. I will not do it anymore. And the scholar started teaching him. You know who's this boy? This is Al-Qadi Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi. He was one of the greatest scholars in Andalus. This boy, we're talking about, he's the one who wrote this book. And he was Qadi. He was a judge for many years. And he was a great scholar. For a long time, he wrote many books. Many books. And many people enter Islam by him. And do you know the end of his life? What he did? He left everything. And he said, I'm not a scholar, I'm a student. And he went down with all the scholars. And he did it until he died. Look at the humble. Look at the amount of deeds he did in their life and how much they fear and love Allah and be mercy to mankind. He did not say, oh, he's a bad boy. How he hears the Adhan and he's not listening. You see, today we only using the sunnah of the rule, but no mercy and no kindness in our heart. Is this a sunnah? But again, Allah did. Those who listen and hear, Allah showed them. He gave vision to whom He wants, and He take it away from whom He wants. He put veils in the top of whom He wants. Oh, my brother and sister in Islam, my advice to you and my advice to myself, read about the Sunnah, the real Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life story, his manner, how he conduct himself. Was Muslim, was non-Muslim, was Jewish, was Christian, was Wethani, was everybody, how he conduct himself. If we claim we have Sunnah, we conduct ourselves the way the Prophet ﷺ loved it. At this time, we will have some sunnah, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow what I'm saying to enter my heart and enter your heart and allow my message to be rich. Manner is number one. The teaching of Prophet ﷺ, the highest is manner. The highest is thinking. The highest is aching. This is the real sunnah. After that, the worshipper sunnah is something we build little by little. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to realize what is sunnah all about. Because I cannot finish it in one day or 1 hour or 2 hours. It is struggle between us and our desire. And struggle toward Allah to reach loving of Allah and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna min ahibba'ak ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min ahibba'i Rasulak wa habibak Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم أعشنا على سنته وأحشرنا معه يا رب العالمين واجعلنا داعين إلى سنته وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا رحماء. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل العفو ومن أهل الفضل ومن أهل الصفح. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. اللهم جملنا بالأخلاق. اللهم جملنا بالأخلاق. اللهم جملنا بالأخلاق. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة حبيبك المصطفى رحمة عامة. اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر لأمة حبيبك المصطفى مغفرة عامة. اللهم ارض عنا وعن أمة حبيبك المصطفى تامة يا رب العالمين. حيها وميتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى يا رب العالمين. اللهم فهمنا يا رب. اللهم فهمنا يا رب. اللهم فهمنا يا رب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أمتنا وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. By the way, my dear brother in Islam, remember also the companion, the one Allah chosen to be the companion of the most beloved man. Be careful. All the companion is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the glad tidings. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he already gives him this title. Be careful of any engage in anything against any one of the companion. All of them. Even if some of them, they make some mistake in different situation, is not our job. They are human beings. Allah chooses them. He gives them the quality. Allah is the judge. Do not involve in something we do not know all the detail about it. And it is a trial for all of us. But we do according to what Allah said. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah pleased with them and they were pleased with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and save our tongue and our heart from any mischief to do toward any prophet or any messenger or any companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قبلي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك أتوب إليك. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله. إن الله بصير بالعباد. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وجزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.